Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Welcome to your Monday.
Yep.
I know. It's already here. Weekend went by fast. We're getting a lot of text messages because we have eyes and ears out there in Savannah, you guys.
Oh, we do.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Apparently, Justin Bieber was seen in Savannah this weekend. There's even a photo floating around of him in a gas station.
What's he doing in Savannah?
Savannah's beautiful.
Well, that's where that story came from, where he was trying to holler at the girl from the gym. Because, I mean, he's not doing his tour, so I don't know if he went out there with the hopes of meeting up.
Maybe he just was taking a little vacation.
Yeah. Or he was at the PGA Championship.
Or
getting some golf in there.
Does he care about that?
Oh, he probably
might have
does.
Friends
he's golfed before. I've seen that.
But some texts we're getting about that. Regarding the girl humble bragging about Justin Bieber, I have an 18-year-old daughter starting college, and this is totally something she and her friends would have done if it had happened to them. P.S. They're good girls. They just would get excited. Not saying they're trying to blast Bieber. He's just something exciting happens in your life.
You got to be careful with that.
I know. And we were talking about bad parents.
Mommy shaming, not bad parents.
Because then I talked about mine. But Wendy wrote us and said, the only time you should look down on someone is when you are helping them up. # tired of mommy shaming.
Mm, good point.
And Jesse wrote us and said, JC, you're doing a bad job as a parent. Not because your son isn't wearing enough sunscreen or because he wore shorts to a wedding, but only if you didn't watch the reboot of DuckTales with your kids. Then you're a bad parent. LOL, it was good. I heard DuckTales was coming back.
Really?
Yeah. We didn't get a chance to check it out because I was in San Diego over the weekend. We went to a wedding, a family member's wedding.
How'd that go?
It actually went well. It was a cool wedding. We had it at the library downtown, which once you got past all the homeless people and got upstairs, was a beautiful view. It was really cool.
Awkward, though.
Yeah. Well, you go there to get a little bit shelter from the sun, take a nap maybe. So.
Yeah, but
I think
still.
Homeless people like to read.
Yeah. A lot of them are doing like research. I saw. I was walking by this homeless guy and he had a law book out. Like he was studying law.
Oh, that's good.
Which is cool. They're trying to get ahead right there. So, hey, get that knowledge in your brain.
He could talk to you for a minute?
No, he was too busy. He was in the books. He was hitting them hard.
All right, good.
But before the wedding, the night before, because I was in there for such a short time. My mom and dad and my sister and her boyfriend, they drove down because I haven't seen them in a long time. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to see the kids. My dad hadn't seen them in a while. My sister hadn't seen them. So they came down just to say what's up. And unfortunately, they made it down there when it was their bedtime. So they came up to the hotel room. They said, what's up? And I didn't want them to waste the time because it's about an hour drive from where they live to downtown San Diego. So I said, hey, let's go get a drink. And they said, okay. So we walked out on the streets of San Diego.
Uh-huh.
It's crowded. It's in the
gas
lamp.
This is your town. Your home.
This is my home, you know?
You own the streets.
It was really cool because it felt like I was like 21 again, but only with my parents and my sister. And we're walking down the street, and it's super crowded. If you've ever been down there, that's where all the tourists go to hang out and go drink.
Is this kind of where we were for your wedding?
Yeah, it's exactly where we were for my wedding, downtown, right by the ballpark.
Yeah.
And we're having a nice conversation, and then all of a sudden, my dad stops. And he gives us the,
oh, my God.
And I'm like, what? He goes, oh, my God. And he's doing this, like, step where he's lifting his feet and doing the hand thing.
Oh,
like,
my.
Like he saw
spirit
something.
Spirit fingers?
Yeah, spirit fingers,
like
actually.
Like a pee-pee dance
I'm
almost?
Like, what's going on? And as this guy's approaching us, my dad's getting more excited. And he looks at him. He goes, Piolín.
Who?
Piolín. Now, if you're Mexican, you know who Piolín is. He is a very, very famous radio personality.
Oh. Okay.
Now, and if you're a kid like me, your parents probably listen to Piolín or a lot. I mean, he's the biggest radio personality.
What's the white person equivalent?
Yeah.
Like who?
To Piolín?
Yeah.
Casey Kasem.
Like Casey Kasem. Like, okay. Man, how fame wise? Ryan Seacrest,
okay, man.
Okay. Elvis. Okay. Elvis Duran. Like that kind of stature in the Mexican world. So he stops, super nice guy. Starts chatting with my dad. They're talking about, he goes, yeah, I was looking for homes in Temecula. And my dad goes, that's where we live.
Come over.
Yeah, he goes, hey, man, we should get together and have a drink. And like, I'm standing there, like, it's literally a 30-minute conversation on the street. I'm sitting there, my mom's sitting there, my sister and her boyfriend were like, all right, dad,
You got to understand, dude. You got to understand. This is somebody that your dad has listened to all of his life, yeah, man. Since, I totally get that.
Since, like, we moved to the States and, like, when Piolín started his radio show, that was what my dad listened to.
Like a hero.
And my dad worked in the kitchen, so that's what they had on in the mornings. And so this was a big deal for him. And he goes, yeah, man, we should. I'll take you house hunting in our neighborhood and blah, blah, blah.
So how did Piolín feel about all these invitations?
He goes, all right, man, here's my phone number.
What? Got his number?
Whoa. Here's my dad his phone number.
Wow.
And so they become homeboys, and I'm like, okay, that's really cool. And Piolín, just to be nice to me, because my dad told him I was a radio personality as well, he goes, hey, champ, why don't you give me your number, too?
Champ.
Call me champ.
Your dad's like, I met my favorite radio personality ever.
He goes, keep talking loud. Yeah, he goes, hey, champ, campeón, he called me campeón.
Hey,
yeah, give me your number, too, man, just in case. And I'm like, you're not going to ever reach out to me.
Oh, wow.
And so we're sitting there and give him his phone number. My dad just smiled from ear to ear. I haven't seen him smile this big probably ever.
Awesome.
And
that's
we start walking away, and my sister goes, Dad, who was that? And he goes, that is my absolute favorite radio personality. And I'm like, thanks, Dad.
Dad, I'm on the radio, too.
How about number two? When I'm here, at least lie and say I'm your favorite. But it was cool. We saw, like, his favorite person just out and about randomly in San Diego. Who would have thought?
That's very cool.
That was our weekend. Wife gets back tomorrow with kids. Late night, so I'll be a mess the next day, you guys.
Mm.
I know.
They're probably hanging out there now. Your wife, Piolín.
My dad. He was so nice, though, man.
That's
he was
good.
Such a good dude.
That's good. That's always refreshing when you meet somebody like that and they're actually cool.
Yeah, he took his time, talked to my dad. Real cool guy. We have some love letters to Kelly coming up next. Kelly, are you ready to give out that expert love advice?
I'm here for you, JC.
All right.
And anyone else who has a love problem.
Thank you, Kelly. All right, we got you next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Big week for us. We're scheduled to talk with Louis Tomlinson.
It's big.
That's a big deal
That's a big deal.
Louis Tomlinson from 1D, formerly from 1D. They're taking a break right now. He's doing his solo stuff, so he's going to come chat with us this week. And at the end of the week, scheduled to have a sit-down with Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, so that's going to be fun.
And Arsenio Hall.
Arsenio Hall, yeah. Al's buddy. Does he still send your mom flowers, though?
He has not done that as of late, no. Yeah. But I'm sure she holds a special place in his heart.
Of course.
I would like to think so.
Of course.
Yeah.
Speaking of celebrities, we talked to Bobby Moynihan last week, and that's where the catchphrase that's sweeping the nation started. Keep the talking alive. I thought our relationship was over after that. He hit me up on Twitter. Everything's cool.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I think he saw that I was very embarrassed by it, and he wanted to make it better. So he wrote me and said, it's okay, little guy.
And you've been called champ and little guy in the same weekend.
It's a good weekend.
And little champ.
It's a good weekend. And at this time tomorrow, we're going to chat with the guys. Why don't we? And man, these guys. Guys, if you're wondering where all the ladies are in your town when they come to town, just go to the Why Don't We shows.
The young ladies.
The young ladies.
Yeah. Man, they're about 16 to 18, 16 to 19.
The youngest one's 16, the oldest is, 19.
Yeah.
He was so excited. I was talking to one of them in the hallway. He said, I'm going to be 20 in 10 months. So excited. Oh, my God.
That's my man right there.
And I felt so weird. One of them, are we allowed? I don't know what we're
doing. Yeah, we
just, this is off the air. I felt so lecherous. I was horrible. Because my husband's running low on cologne.
Yeah.
And I'm like, buying somebody cologne or something. And one of the little JC asked him, what's the most expensive thing you've bought so far for yourself with your money? He said, I bought this really cool cologne. I said, are you wearing it now? He's like, I think so. And I went and I sniffed his neck.
Oh, Kelly. Cougar Kelly
so
in the house.
And I was like, what did I just do?
Oh, you're sniffing 18-year-old's neck.
16.
Yeah,
he was the youngest.
Oh,
I was like, what did I just do?
Yes.
That was so wrong.
Well, you get to hear that B-Dub music hang out here coming up.
But he smelled good.
Wednesday.
Oh, good. What was he wearing?
He smelled like, he said, I forgot to put it on. I said, yeah, you just smell clean.
Oh.
He had clean t-shirt on.
Cool, guys. You're gonna hear their name a lot here coming up in the next few months.
For sure.
Based on how many girls are screaming and following them around.
Good
the
timing
malls.
For them.
Yeah. Good timing for them. Kelly, you ready to do some love letters?
Yeah.
All right, let's do them. Let's see what we got for today.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband and I have been together for 6 years. I work the night shift on the weekends, so we don't have to get childcare during the week when he's working. But here's my problem. My husband likes to hang out with his friends, and I recently found out by accident one of our kids told me that daddy let them stay up late, that he went to his friend's house to play poker while I was at work, taking the kids and staying out until 3 a.m., but telling me he was home for the night. Just 6 months before this, I went to work thinking my husband was going to be home all night with the kids, but I received a phone call at 3 a.m. telling me he locked himself out of the house. He had made arrangements to have a friend watch the kids without me even knowing and went out to the bar with his friends.
Oh boy.
He acts like this behavior should be totally acceptable, and he's even told me his friends are more important than me. I feel stuck. I love him, and we have children together, but I've mentioned counseling, and he's firmly told me he would never go. Renee.
That's awful, Renee. You don't have much of a marriage happening right now.
Yeah.
It's just disrespectful.
It's very disrespectful. You have a roommate at this point who
a rude one at that.
Not even watching the kids, which is keeping up his half of the roommate bargain. That's awful.
Yeah,
and if you're in a situation like this, it's like you have to decide for yourself, am I willing to tolerate this? He's told me he's not going to change it. He's told me his friends are more important than I am. Now you have to decide, is this a situation I'm willing to stay in for the kids' sake? Which, what are the kids seeing? Dad's dumping us with friends while he leaves in the middle of the night? Or it sounded like he was expecting the kids to lie for him at first. How do you expect the kids not to say I was out at 3 a.m.?
He's doing the don't tell mommy thing, which is awful to do.
This is a very, very bad example we're setting for the children. And I'm not really a proponent, like, get a divorce, especially when there's kids involved. But it's like, this is the life you're going to, this is the example you're setting for your children. What are they seeing here?
He's not even willing to go to counseling.
Which
will help you.
This is a bad, bad situation. And how do you save it? This is my problem. When someone says flat out, I'm not going to counseling, and my friends are more important than you
are.
Now it's up to you to decide if you're going to put up with that or not. If you're going to live like that. And I cannot make that decision for you.
Man,
I can't.
That's rough.
So that's a decision you have to make. Personally, I would not live like that.
You'd walk away.
Personally, I would do that.
It's a hard one, hard one to defend. Hard one for the fellas to defend.
You can't defend it. That's awful.
And it's not always men, but some people are just so bad.
Yeah, people do suck.
Some people are not meant to have partners. That's
selfish and awful. Yeah. And I'm sorry.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been dating a man who has been separated for 2 years. Now, he claims he's getting some final things organized prior to filing for divorce, but it seems like he's taking forever. He has a child who, after 2 years, I still have not met.
Yeah.
Should I give him a deadline to file for divorce and meet his family, or should I just cut my losses and get out? No. We're both in our mid-30s, and he knows the majority of my family. I love him, and I don't doubt his love for me. I just wonder about the timing and if it's worth to stay, Maggie.
Well, I wouldn't give him a deadline. I just today is the deadline.
Yeah.
Say, don't call me again until you're divorced.
Yeah.
Because this happened to me. The same thing happened to me right after I got my divorce many, many years ago. A man told me, the first guy I dated after my divorce, which I was like, thank God somebody wants me. I would have overlooked a million things because I was just so thankful that I was, divorced with a kid and somebody wanted me. I'm separated. I'm like, but are you filing for divorce?
Yeah, what's going on here? Stories.
And then suddenly, the kids really miss me. I'm going to go by the house and tell them goodnight. And while I'm sitting there, the kids really want me to put them to bed. The kids are having trouble going to sleep, so I'm not going to be able to come. And I'm like, what's going on here?
Something smells weird here.
And after a while, the man, guess where he is today?
What?
With his wife.
Buddy. We know.
Yeah. Men will lie. And men are going to drag this on as long as you'll let them.
That's it. We're lazy.
That's it. He may still be going home to her at night. Have you ever?
Of course.
Here's another sign. Let's go over to your place tonight. I've never seen his place. No, I don't want to go to my place tonight. Men will just lie. And he was leading a double life.
Yeah.
So anyway,
That sounds familiar to that, Kelly.
I know. It sounds very familiar to me. So you flat out say, look, I'm done. You don't give him a deadline. I give you 30 days. What's 30 days going to do?
Yeah.
No. You say, I'm done. I'm dragging my feet here. And if you're really that important to him, he will take the necessary steps.
Yeah.
But then you'll have your answer. Or maybe 5 years from now, you'll be like, he's still with his wife.
Yeah.
And you'll be moved on to something better. You'll be moved on to, look at what I moved on to. I moved on to Alan. Took me about 10 years to find him.
Hello,
but
I'm Alan.
I found him.
You did.
Sometimes we're lazy, Kelly. We know the separated thing. We're like,
No, he's full of crap.
What if she brings it up and he says,
I would definitely take that into consideration.
you put your foot down. You get put your foot down. There's no deadline of, I'll give you 6 months to file. No.
Now.
You call me when you're done with that.
Yeah.
And then see if, he's going to be begging you. No. Did you file for divorce? Are you divorced?
Two years.
And don't call me.
2 years.
Then again, homeboy.
What?
Sometimes they'll say, break up. And you, I had this happen, this was years and years and years ago.
Uh-huh.
But this girl said, hey, why don't you go ahead and break up? Because you got this little thing going on. I'm like, I'm being lazy about it. Didn't do it. Then I finally did. And then, boom, she's ghost.
So you lost both girls
by now? Yeah.
Yeah.
So whose side are you on in this?
Whose fault is that?
I don't understand what you're saying.
We're stupid. Okay. Men are stupid.
I was just saying he was that guy before.
I was that guy in so many different ways. Yeah. Like I was separated for 2 years, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
You'd still be separated if she hadn't filed. That is the truth. I was separated.
A long, long. I really was. I was because I was too lazy to go and either A, try to work it out, or B, go and file for divorce.
You know what I found? That's true. I've seen it time and time again. I'm not saying it's in every case. I'm not painting one big brush for everybody.
Right.
Men don't want to be the bad guy.
Yeah.
No.
They don't want to be the one that files for divorce.
Yeah.
So they'll leave. They'll go get an apartment. They'll go get an apartment full of furniture. They'll get a girlfriend. And then when the wife finally files divorce, she's the one that filed.
She took everything.
She blindsided me when she filed for divorce.
Right.
That's what, because a man doesn't want to be the guy, the bad guy that files.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be a man.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's some ladies that do the same. Well, they don't want to be
the bad person.
I'm just saying.
I've seen it time and time again. Where a man will do everything until a woman's forced into a corner. Well, I have no choice. I can either sit here and live in limbo for the rest of my life, or I can file.
And that's what I was
She
doing.
Filed. I didn't file. She
willing
to file.
I was willing to make it work. Make it work.
Love letters.
Yeah, we're lazy.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
So me and this girl hooked up a few years back at that point in our lives, and we were not ready for a relationship, so we just kind of ended it. We continued being friends over the years, and we have gotten very, very close. I recently told her that I've fallen for her. She just wants to be friends, saying that she doesn't want to risk our friendship, and if something goes wrong, then she'd lose me as a friend. Should I leave it alone, or is there a way to change her mind? It's a delicate situation since she is my best friend's wife's sister.
I'd leave it alone.
So I see her all the time. Matthew.
Leave it alone, and maybe one day you'll find somebody that turns your head, and you'll be like, oh, okay. Or maybe you'll just leave it alone. She's told you how she feels about it. So now if you keep pressing her, it's going to make it awkward, and it's going to ruin the friendship. So you just keep going along, but don't cut off your possibilities looking at other women.
For whatever reason, it seems like it's harder for a guy to change his mind about taking a relationship from one level to the other than a girl. Like, if the girl will let you know if she's into you.
Well, she said no, right?
Right.
She said no. Yeah. So
he's
not
probably
interested.
Not going to talk her into it, but we can be talked into it.
Oh, yeah, we can.
Yeah. Oh, you want to go to another level? Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Our thinking gets foggy at times. You're wearing the right shirt and the right shorts. We could be talked into a lot of things.
That doesn't usually work out.
Yeah.
That doesn't work out. I would not. I'm not going to give you anything to say to talk her into it, because she's told you how she felt. So you can either keep pressing the situation and making it awkward, or you can start looking for a girlfriend somewhere else.
There are others.
Plenty.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm 26 years old, and I've been married to my beautifully amazing 30-year-old wife for 7 years.
Mm.
I don't want to be with anybody else but her.
Mm.
I understand the flame can slowly dwindle as time passes by, but most of our arguments are about doing laundry, where she's always against it, and I'm always for it.
Of course you are. You're a dude.
And he's 26. After everything is said and done, we love each other, but we just don't have the spark like we used to. My question is, how do we get back to normal, or is this the lifestyle of married life? Gage.
I'll tell you, this happens a lot, I think, because women just need to really make sure that, I know you're tired, you've worked and everything, but you need to make sure that part of your relationship is nurtured and taken care of. Because you start saying no often enough, and it's going to be bad.
What's the name of your podcast?
A sandwich and some loving. That's all we really need. So I'm not saying, you have to roll over and, every time. But a man also needs to learn about the art of seduction isn't always hey, baby.
No.
It's like, help me clean up the house a little bit.
Take the trash out one
help
time.
Help me with the kids. That is very sexy. When a man comes home and helps you, like, you know, he just doesn't walk in the door.
Bring the groceries in.
Yes. The art of seduction doesn't start when it's time to turn the lights out. The art of seduction is when you walk in the door and you're helping her and you talk about her day and you have cuddle time and stuff. And that can lead to,
I know,
just because you go to bed doesn't mean, hey.
Yeah.
So you have to understand that,
That's what drives, at least in my relationship, that's what would drive me crazy sometimes is it's like we've been hanging out all night, everything's been great, but you have not made a move.
Not
and then
one.
We get in bed, and I'm finally about to doze off, and it's like a hand, like, hey.
Right.
you up? Why haven't you done this like for the last 5 hours we've been home?
So it's on the man, too, to understand. Exactly. It's on the man, to show attention and to help out and stuff. And so a woman doesn't feel like that's all you want. And then a girl's going to start resenting you for that, or she is truly tired or something. But a girl also has to realize there's only so many times you can say no.
Yeah,
they want a sandwich, and they want a little loving.
Mm. Both sides.
That sounds so country. They want a sandwich, and they want a little bit of loving.
That's Love Letters, Kelly.
All right.
Great segue.
We got another one coming up. Right. We got another one coming up for you on Wednesday. Write them at kidnation.com. We have a tab set up for you. And perfect to go with the bone pick Monday here.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I have a bone to pick with my boyfriend who's too busy to ever text me back. Yeah, that's just most guys. Most guys are that way. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Yeah, what was that face, Kelly?
It's like, well, how many times are you texting them?
Yeah, are you being crazy?
Hey, thinking of you.
Oh, I have a new bone to pick with, because I traveled this weekend.
Yeah.
You know, we already talked about the people that hoard next to the line to get into the plane. Now I have a bone to pick with the people that as soon as the little thing dings, a little sound, so we can get up and get out of the plane.
Yeah.
I have a bone to pick with the people that get up and rush past everyone.
Got a connection,
nope.
JC.
There's an order.
They have no connection. It was just a straight flight.
Okay.
I saw them chilling afterwards at the baggage claim. It's like, what are you doing?
No, you get off in order.
Yeah. You're sitting in row 27. Guess what? Wait 27 rows to get off.
Southwest Airlines did a cool thing. They had the toilet paper rolling contest from the front of the plane to the back on both sides of the aisle.
Yeah.
And the side that unrolled the toilet paper first, that entire side got to get off the plane.
That's cool. Yeah, this one, we were just doing regular getting off the plane. And everybody was just jumping up and going up in front of everyone.
I'd be
pushing.
So mad if a stranger let me down.
Right.
This is your fault, Joan.
Dang it, Joan.
This my connection because of you.
Come on. We want to hear who you have a bone to pick, what happened over the weekend. It could be a thing. It could be a person. It could be an event.
All right.
Whatever's making you feel like you got to get it off your chest, we want to hear from you next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You could score yourself the ultimate lunchbox with a $400 Visa gift card, a little Tasty Cake action in there as well.
Thank you, Tasty Cake.
Thank you, Tasty Cake. And a cool lunchbox, Kid Craddock Morning Show lunchbox. Jenna, give a little tap to that so we can hear the great quality of that box. Thank you.
That's a good lunch box. That's a quality box right
there.
That'll
last you all year.
Mm-hmm.
At least. All right, we're done modeling.
So cute.
So cute. All right, let's bone pick it.
Bone, 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 bone.
Pick the bone.
Bone, 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 bone.
Pick. That's right. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
If you have a bone to pick with anyone, anything.
About anything.
About anything.
Yeah, sure.
I want to.
You have one, Jenna?
I do.
Go ahead.
Because I was actually about to text my mom, but I'd rather just call her out.
Okay, go ahead. This is Candy, who is the host of Plant Chat with Candy.
Yeah, tune in to Plant Chat with Candy at her florist. That's on Tuesdays. No, I have that whitening toothpaste. I use this Crest, like, glamorous white mouthwash and toothpaste. I love it.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But it leaks out if you leave it open on its side. So every day for the last week, I've been closing it and putting it back in the cup holder.
Yeah.
And I come home and it's leaking. And I know that Candy's brushing her teeth. I think it's like BYO-TB, like, because she's not using my toothbrush, but she's using my toothpaste and it's leaking everywhere and it's driving me nuts having to clean up these little, like, little piles of white toothpaste. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. And does she do that where she squeezes from the top too, so it's all gross too?
I probably do that, so I don't really care. But it's everywhere, so that's my bone to pick with Candy. Right. It's leaking, and it's out. I'm going to go buy more today.
Get it together,
Candy. I'm going to have to hide it.
Anybody else on the show have a bone to pick?
I'm bone free.
Al's good.
I'm bone free.
Kelly, you're good. Alan's out of town, so you're
fine. Well, he's not gone yet.
Okay, he's about to be, though. He's going out of town for a couple of days. From the text, I have a bone to pick with my bridesmaids. They claim they have no money to buy your dress, yet they blow their money on alcohol and tattoos. My wedding's in November, ladies. Hashtag bone pick Monday.
Well, how expensive is the dress you've asked them to
probably
buy it too,
not,
you know?
Yeah, but still, if they have money to go get tattoos, you can buy the dress. Even though you're never going to wear that dress again.
Priorities.
Do you? Does anybody ever wear that dress again? You should just be able to rent it.
The wrong person, dude.
Yeah. Sorry, Al. I didn't mean to ask
you.
Al,
do you wear all your bridesmaids'
dresses? Yeah, I wear all my bridesmaids' dresses, JC. Every single one of them.
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
So who's your bone pick Monday for?
Fast food restaurants that don't listen when you say, leave mayonnaise off the burger. I ended up in the ER with my child yesterday.
Oh, are they allergic?
Yes.
To the egg?
Yes.
Yeah.
See, some people don't realize it's not just a preference. It's a life and death situation.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
How's your child doing now?
He's good. He's good. We didn't have to use the EpiPen this time, so that's good.
Okay, good.
Man, I'm sorry. Yeah, please listen to when we ask for no mayo or no onions or no tomatoes.
You're not allergic to onions. You just don't like them.
Right. But.
Still. Yeah.
Please pay attention.
Yeah, mine's mayonnaise, no mustard, no onions, no tomatoes. Plain bun. I don't like those little seeds.
What, your burger order?
Yeah.
You're just annoying.
Very intricate.
Oh, dude. I know. Specific way. I don't need a menu. I know exactly what I want.
I love mayonnaise.
from the text, I have a bone to pick with Jenna.
Ooh.
I tried that whole boosting my sound on my phone that Jenna suggested, and it was so loud that when I typed, I woke up my 2-month-old.
Yeah,
it is loud.
It does.
Yeah.
I gave you that little trick.
You can turn off the typing. Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah.
I did that.
Yeah, I'm typing off. But yeah, it is true. I gave you a little tip on how to go into your settings, and you can actually boost the volume past max volume.
You need to tell her how to go in and turn off the typing noises.
Got it.
That's easy, too.
Just hit up that keyboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Mackenzie.
Hi.
You have a bone to pick?
Yes. This is with the people who sat in front of me and my boyfriend's mom during graduation. Before he walked on stage, they had a bullhorn and like a group of 10 people, and I guess they had a family member that came on right before he came on. So they did the bullhorn, and they were so loud that we missed his name called, and we didn't get to catch it on camera and all that.
Oh, that sucks. Well, what's your brother's name? That way he can get it on the radio at least, since nobody at graduation heard it.
Oh, yes. No, it's my boyfriend.
Oh, boyfriend.
His name is
Kian.
Kian.
Kian what? Give his full name.
Yeah.
Kian Stokes. I graduated from Texas Tech this week.
There you go, Kian Stokes.
Get your guns out, Kian Stokes.
Where's my bullhorn? Where's my bullhorn?
Kian! Kian Stokes! Kian!
Yeah, Kian. Yeah, nailed it.
What's Kian going to do now?
He doesn't really know yet. That was the question of the weekend, and we still really didn't get a clear answer. But he'll be just fine. We're not too worried about it.
Yeah.
What are you going to do now that you graduated, Kian?
Yeah, Kian.
Kian!
Hey, start paying those
no future
student bills.
Kian!
Make fun of Kian. He has future plans.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Mackenzie.
Thanks for calling.
Have a great day. Huge bone to pick from the text.
Oh.
Michelle wrote us, said, a huge bone to pick. My now ex-boyfriend decided to tell me we are done by changing his Facebook status.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
By the way, he's 28.
Oh, that's just immature.
Yeah. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Wake up one more. Oh, I have a notification from my
boyfriend. He did you a favor. Now go find a man.
Yeah, right.
Go find a man.
Get yourself a real man. Hi, Rochelle.
Rachel?
Oh. Hey, Rachel.
What'd you call her?
Rochelle.
Rachel. Yeah, that's okay. It happens all the time.
Oh, you have that. You have that E in there.
I do. Yeah. Yes, it's an AEL. My dad threw that in there, and it's just messed with me.
I think it's beautiful.
Well, I have a bone to pick with your dad for throwing that E.
I love the A in the Rachel. I think that's beautiful.
I do too. I love it too. Growing up, it was a pain, but
I
love it.
Yeah, nobody ever spells it right.
It looks beautiful though, Rachel. It does.
Well, thank you.
What's your bone to pick?
Well, my bone to pick, my husband and I were driving to a birthday party on Saturday, and I just got a brand new car. Oh. And so I have a bone to pick with the rock that hit my windshield and cracked it.
So sorry.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Is it a full-on crack now? Like, it's going all the way, spiral?
Yeah, it's still growing. Actually, yeah. It's been growing as I've been driving this morning, our insurance will cover it if it's smaller than a dollar bill, but it's probably four of those by now.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't know there was a restriction on that. How about that?
Gonna crack on your windshield's like having a kid that grows so fast, you know?
I know. They do grow fast.
Oh, I'm sorry. And you know what? Nobody will want to pay for that because those big trucks have that sign that says not responsible.
Sorry, dog.
Is that true, though? Are they really not
responsible?
Just
because you have a sign saying something, does that really clear you of all responsibility?
I don't think so. That's why I always try to remember their license plate.
Is that right?
Yeah. You don't? In case they crack your windshield? Oh, I always do. I forget one of the letters, always, but at least I'm close. Just to make it fun. Hey, Michelle.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your bone to pick?
My bone to pick is with my boyfriend's mother.
Oh, what happened?
She, in a drunken stupor, decided to tell me how my dress code, according to her, is not appropriate.
What do you wear?
What do you like to wear?
Well, I'm 26 years old. I'm a very conservative person. Mm. So I have the friends that are the not so conservative. But we were supposed to go to a museum yesterday, which did not happen. And I apparently did not have the correct clothing to go to this museum.
What were you wearing?
I had brought like just a nice little shirt, and I had some denim capri pants and some sandals, and that was just not going to happen.
That's weird.
That was too risque, showing those ankles?
Apparently.
Oh, no.
But you should see Michelle's ankles. They're beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You go get you some Daisy Dukes and tell
that you were going to say, you had full sizes
Maybe.
Out.
Were you wearing an inappropriate t-shirt like Al? He just shows up in like IP and pool shirts. Yeah. And you're like, I'm not going to the museum with you.
Dog beers, I've had
not
one.
At all. It was one of those dressier blouse shirts. It was a very light shirt because, you know, it's Texas. It's hot, you know,
that's
trying
weird.
To keep it cool.
Yeah. But she's hammered and telling you dress inappropriately. Her level of drinking's inappropriate.
Yeah. You have side boob out, though.
Right.
No, she's saying
she's wearing a blouse.
It was appropriate. I don't know. That's weird.
Ooh, but the blouse with the side boob open.
Yeah.
That would be a nice little thing right there.
Nice little touch.
You like that?
The sideless blouse.
I think they call it a poncho.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Tiffany.
Hey.
You have a bone to pick with your husband?
Yes, I do.
What happened?
So today's our 8-year anniversary.
Uh-huh. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. And I got him the sweetest card and left him a little thing at the table with his favorite candy bar, a watermelon lemonade, and a Starbucks.
Oh.
And guess what he got me?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing except a speeding ticket last night.
Oh.
Well, the day's not over.
Did he remember
it? He's not getting.
Laundry.
Oh, no. Maybe the day's not over. He can still redeem himself.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe he's listening.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's his name? Give him a shout-out.
Well.
Okay, Austin. I'll be waiting.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Austin. Check yourself.
He can still make good. The day's not over.
It's not over, Austin. You still have plenty of time, but she's not very happy with you right
dates.
Now.
Stop by Walgreens, Austin.
Well, I mean, 8th anniversary. He probably...
Well, it's still an anniversary.
He could get her card later. Why does that have to be first thing in the morning when they wake up, hit the ground?
Because
you know?
That way you know that he didn't procrastinate.
Right.
Because anybody can go after work today at 5 o'clock and get a card. But if you got it 2 days ago and haven't left in the morning.
You want it all on that day. You got to give, come on.
We need to hold our husbands up to higher standards. Yep. Now, am I the guy that goes after work? Yes. Am I the guy that goes after work? Of course. But.
You got the whole day she's sleeping when you leave.
But it's nice to wake up to it.
It is nice, but that doesn't mean he forgot.
You need to be on the guy's side here, Jason.
Oh, yeah.
I'm even on the guy's side.
Yeah.
Especially because I do the same thing, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Tiffany, don't be so mean.
No, I'm just saying give him a chance to redeem himself.
Yeah,
he will.
Yeah.
Austin got this.
He's got it.
He's got it. He's all good.
I got a nice dinner planned and everything.
I mean, it is hard to remember things. Yeah. We got things going on and stuff. That's Bone Pick Monday. You can keep it coming. Hashtag Bone Pick Monday. We'll do it again next Monday.
All right.
We follow it up after we do good, Feel Good Friday, you know. Things go wrong during the weekend, Big Al. That's what happens.
Things happen.
But we want things to go right on your Monday. We got the ultimate lunchbox. If you want to score a $400 Visa gift card, a Kid Craddock Morning Show lunchbox, and some tasty cakes, we got that for you. Come up next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Back to school.
I'm going to school.
It's time for kids across the country to jump back on the bus.
Oh, is that the Kid Nation school bus?
Sounds like it.
Oh, well, you better get on and give us a call right now. Be caller number 23 to win your ultimate lunchbox at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I will hook you up with a $400 Visa gift card and some tasty cakes because you need to be fed right.
Yes.
A lot of people back to school already. When's Emma Kelly start?
Monday. Wow. Yes, meet the teacher on Friday. She's very nervous and frustrated because they really wait till like the day before.
Yeah.
Meet the teacher to tell her who her teacher's going to be.
Why?
And I don't know why they wait so long. And she's like so anxious because, you know, there's one particular one she wants. Uh-huh. And
she wants to be with all her friends.
Yeah. So we'll see.
We missed Meet the Teacher.
You were out of
last
town.
Last week.
Yeah.
My wife was out of town.
Yeah.
Is that a big deal that we missed it?
No, it's really not. They just get to go in and see their classroom for about 5 or 10 minutes. A lot of my friends had Meet the Teacher and Decorate Your Locker. That's a very big deal when you finally get a locker.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you get to put up your mirror and the little locker chandeliers.
Yeah, my Janet Jackson picture inside my locker.
Yeah, decorating your locker is a big deal.
I didn't get a locker till middle school. I think sixth grade was my first locker.
Well, we had a locker and we didn't do anything. That wasn't a big deal when we were in school.
Because you didn't have big books. You were so excited to get big books. And then once you got big books in that heavy book bag, you were like, oh. Yeah.
And some of my schools had had cubby holes. Like you didn't have a locker yeah. assigned to you.
Very trusty.
Yeah.
Very trusty.
That rich white school you went to.
Yeah.
Was that in Compton?
Just put it over there with everybody else's stuff and just hope that you go back and get the right stuff and it's going to be there. Never a threat in the
look at you.
In the private school.
With your cubby.
Yeah.
Last night was the Teen Choice Awards. Did you guys watch?
No.
I did not, sir.
I went to dinner with my family.
It was hosted by Logan Paul. He's a YouTuber. Mm. You probably recognize him if you saw him. Mm. You good, bro? That's his tag.
Is he the one that's been getting in trouble?
No, his brother is.
Oh.
And so Logan was hosting. He got his brother to do announcements outside. So he got him a gig.
Yeah, because Miley bailed. There was a bunch of bails.
Last minute bail.
Minute bail.
And then in her apology for bailing, she ends up self-promoting, which is a little bit disingenuous.
I know.
Yeah.
And it was a cluster. That show, there was a lot of mistakes, a lot of the
Maybe
production value was down. Yeah.
She said it was unfortunate scheduling issues. Like she overscheduled herself and shouldn't have done it. But it was like she had the ultimate award of the night, like the biggest one. Like
and she wasn't there.
And she wasn't there.
Yeah. I mean, I watched.
But you know who was there?
Who was there?
Chris Pratt.
He was there.
His first official appearance
since the split.
Now, he did go take his son to church yesterday. Everybody was posting that picture in the gossip columns. No wedding ring.
No. It's
why
over.
Is everyone acting like that's news that he doesn't have a ring on? They just announced that they're breaking up.
Part of us wants us to have him wear the ring, so it's like there's
we're
a
separated
chance.
And there's a chance.
Yeah, that's it makes people think there's a chance. But he won for Choice Movie Actor, of course he did, Sci-Fi Award. He sounds fine, but what you can't see since you're going to listen to this on the radio is his face, and you can tell he's really going through a lot of emotions right now.
Many years ago, when I came to Los Angeles. I came from Hawaii, and I had all this blonde hair and a tan, and I met an agent because I really wanted to be an actor and get an agent, and he said, wow, bro, you must surf. And I said, yeah, and that was the first of many lies that I told to get to where I am today.
Little white lies you got to tell as an actor.
Okay.
A lot of them will say, yeah, I play basketball, and they've never played, so they have to go learn how to play.
Yeah, I ride horses. Can you ride horses? Yes, I ride horses. Sure.
Yeah, skydive. Of course.
Sure.
Who's going to check? Who's going to check? Really?
And then you get the role, and then you're screwed.
Yeah.
And then you have to learn to do it. Yeah, but he didn't look like...
He's probably, you know, he's got little bags under his eyes.
It's draining,
he's
man.
Probably not sleeping well. I don't know.
Going through that stuff is draining.
Having to go through it and fake like you're okay too sometimes and get up there, I'm sure that's the last thing he really wanted to be doing right now.
But he showed up.
He did.
He showed up, Miley.
Yeah, Miley.
Hey, he showed up.
Y'all hate on Miley.
I
hate
on Miley.
She was overscheduled.
It's the Teen Choice Award. That's her people right there. That's who she should go see. And Maroon 5, they won the Decade Award. Adam Levine joked that they were about to retire because they're too old to make teen music right now.
It's so crazy that we're still doing this. We have surfboards. It's the Decade Award, which only can possibly mean one thing, which is we've been around forever, which is amazing. So, and basically, most of the time as a result of you guys. Thank you. Our sixth and final album is coming out in November. I'm just kidding. Man, I'm joking. We are never going to go away. Thank you guys very much.
So the girls still like Adam Levine.
They still like him.
A lot of ladies were upset about BTS, you guys.
Behind the scenes.
No, the South Korean pop group, you guys.
Oh.
BTS. How could you forget?
What does that stand for?
That's SOCO, right?
Does it stand for behind the scenes?
It stands for something. Depends on what you think. I don't know for sure.
K-pop, right?
Yeah, it is K-pop. But I guess they won for best international act, and they didn't get the recognition they should during the show because I guess they just did it as a throwaway.
Mm-hmm.
So the ladies are not very happy with the Teen Choice Awards for that. Well.
They're way more popular than Northern Korean Korean pop band.
What's their name, Al?
I don't know. I didn't really have a finish for that joke.
Yeah. Oh, that was a joke.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, well.
That was a North Korean joke.
Yeah.
All right.
I did see where I heard coming in this morning, what? Shawn Mendes beat out Harry Styles.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
The panda presented him. Shawn Mendes. He's doing things, Kelly.
Big deal. Nothing else. I beat Harry Styles. Is he there? Is it because he was there?
No, he wasn't even there. Shawn Mendes was not there. Gary, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Yeah? You back to school?
Oh, my kids are. Yeah.
There you go.
Dang right.
How many do you have and what ages are they?
I got four. I got two in school. I got an 8-year-old boy, Dylan. A 12-year-old girl, Kaylee. And a 23 and 24-year-old boy and girl that's out of school.
Wow.
Oh,
you took a
big
break.
Gap, yeah.
Well, your two younger kids are going to have to fight for the lunchbox because you only get one of those.
Yep.
But yeah.
You're also getting a $400 Visa gift card. Maybe you can buy the other one a lunchbox. So they don't feel left out. And you get Tasty Cakes, delicious mini cupcakes, and brownies. Mm.
That's awesome.
That's right, buddy.
Thank you, Tasty Cakes.
Thank you, Tasty Cake. And thank you, Gary, for being the 23rd caller.
Thank you.
All right. And if you want to keep the lunchbox for yourself, you do that. Okay, Gary?
Sure.
I'm sure you take lunch to work. It's all good if you want to do that.
Yeah, they'll never know.
No, they'll never know. Hold on for us, Gary. We'll get you all set up. We're going to do this every day.
It's not one of them fancy insulated lunch boxes. This is old school.
Yeah.
This is the metal one that'll
just
rust.
Total pure aluminum.
You don't take care of it, you might cut yourself and have to get a tetanus shot.
Oh, that's right. You leave this thing out in the sun.
Right.
Oh, your lunch is going to be super hot.
We keep it real with the Kid Kratom Morning Show.
Yeah. I was trying to give them away, y'all.
No, this is classic.
We keep it real, Al.
Sometimes new is not better.
Yeah.
All these little ice bricks that come in lunch boxes now. What is that?
Ice bricks.
My mother made me sandwiches with mayonnaise. I didn't refrigerate anything.
No.
I sat there till I ate it.
My sandwich in my brown paper bag was hot like someone had been sitting on it all
night. Yeah. We were fine.
It was.
I mean, sometimes you have to rush to the bathroom because it hit you wrong, but it's okay.
Y'all, kids go to school now with bento boxes.
I don't even know
what
that is.
What is this?
What's a bento box?
Exactly.
Fancy.
Learning so much now.
We want to school like we little Japanese kids with them bento boxes. We don't know.
All right.
What's a bento box?
We got the Showbiz Top 5 coming up next. Another lunchbox tomorrow, same time.
It's the Kid Kratom Morning Show.
Welcome to Monday. If you want to keep up with us during the weekend, the best way to do it is probably following us on social media. And we have all of our profiles put up at KidNation.com.
Yeah.
So our Twitters, our Snapchats, Instagram, our Facebooks, they're all up there at KidNation.com. Just hit that follow so you can see what we're up to during the weekend.
Boom.
Except for Big Al will just post about his bar sometimes.
Yeah.
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 Kelly, I noticed that you and Alan were out and about this weekend.
We were out and about all week last week.
We lived
a little too large.
The kids were...
Kids were gone. And so we were going to get all this stuff done at the house. Didn't do anything except go out to eat. And every time we went out to eat, we were drinking.
Yeah.
And we just like, oh, what a mess. And then yesterday's like, okay, now we're going to do it. So we cleaned out the entire garage yesterday. There was nothing I could do. It was all his stuff.
Yeah.
And he had to go through it. So I'm just there with a trash bag trying to help when I can.
It feels so much better when you do that.
Oh, man, such a relief to have that space open again, you know?
I saw that you guys ran into my friend, Thorges.
Thor, yeah. They're walking by. You know how you see somebody? Friday night, we were going to literally stay home and just, we were both so tired because we'd been out so much. At the last minute, he's like, let's just go. This new little shopping area had opened near us. And we went to this really nice restaurant. We were way underdressed. And I look up and I'm like, I know, you know how you, it just takes you a minute to kind of realize you know that person?
Yeah.
And I see Thor's his wife walk by. I'm like, oh, hey. And then the last thing I look at him, I go, oh, hey, you too. And he reaches back and he reaches over to grab Alan's hand.
Uh-huh.
And Alan's like, it was like he was being lifted up in his seat by the power of Thor.
This dude, I mean.
It was just like, his presence is just like, yeah, it's like one of those Greek gods.
He's like an aura to him.
Did White Cheddar tell me that you, on the way to church or from church, got into some kind of altercation with your new husband?
From what we're hearing,
and called him a dirty word.
Apparently, Alan speaks another language, Alan. That's what I keep hearing.
Yeah, follow my husband on Twitter if you want to see.
Yeah.
He was just kind of aggravating me, and I said, I'm sorry. I don't understand you when you speak.
Donkey butt.
Yeah.
And this is on the way to church? You can't call him a name on the way to church.
I didn't call him the name. I called what he was.
The language.
The language.
Still, Kelly.
She doesn't speak that language.
Gosh. Still.
Alan thought it was funny.
It is funny. Because it diffused the situation.
Yes, it did.
It made him laugh.
It did. He was so proud of that. He was telling that to his sister in church. I'm like, you can't be saying that in church.
You said it on the way to church.
We weren't in church.
I was just saying, you got like a little 3 to 4 mile radius around church that you can't do that. You can't say those things.
She was outside of it.
Unless there's a buffer stop.
He was laughing.
You can't.
It's better on the way to work, church, because in that way you can say, sorry, God.
Or like, not at all.
I was on my way to church. This lady kind of cut me off trying to get off on the exit that we go to my church. And I actually shouted out a little expletive because she cut me off. I was on my way to church and then pull up and she's like right in front of me in the church parking lot. I'm like, you're driving like crazy. And I called you a dirty word on the way to church.
Oh, how'd that go?
We needed church.
Yeah.
We both needed church.
You talked to her
though?
We
needed Jesus. Yeah, but I didn't bring it up. I was too much of a wimp.
You were too
much of a wimp.
You ask her out?
No, I did not.
Oh, Big Al. Big Al had a pickup line this weekend.
So yeah, I went to the gym last week. I went to the gym.
Big Al, this is a great line that he threw out. I was actually proud of you when you told me this.
I went to the gym last week, and there's this really good-looking girl that has an office at the gym. She's like in the...
sales membership, probably.
Yeah, probably so.
By the way, what's your shirt say today, Al?
It says, exercise. I thought you said extra fries.
Hey, that's not funny.
Yeah, it is,
Mike. Al dresses like he's always on vacation.
Yeah.
There's some shirts you just buy to wear when you're walking around the beach.
Yeah, sure.
But he wears them in real life.
Sure I do.
That's an ultimate dad shirt right there.
So anyway, I'm walking out of the gym after I work out. I've never said one word to this girl, this good-looking girl in the office. So
because you've been taken.
Yeah, well, that's true,
And you never go.
And so, that's true, too. So I peek it off. So I'm like, hey. She goes, hi. And so I'm like, I want you to know, in a year, I'm going to hit on you. But I've got to get in shape first.
Oh, hey.
I'm going to hit on you.
I like that.
Because that's hitting on her, and I love that.
I like that.
Is that good?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
And I just walked off.
I think that's a great word. It doesn't even have to be just in the gym. You can reuse that.
Yes. Oh,
I like that. Right. I would like that.
And you should never speak to her again, but literally on that day, a year from now. You remember 1 year ago?
Well, she's probably thinking, crap, I have 1 year to find a new job.
Right.
Oh, man.
So you just walked away.
I just walked away. Didn't say another
word. Dude just walked away.
Al was saying he wants to hire a trainer.
I'm going to get a trainer this week.
I was like, why don't we become workout buddies? And
Because you live 80 miles away from me.
I work out how much?
Yeah.
A lot.
And I'm always welcoming to Al. Like, you don't even have to pay. You can come work out with me.
See, working out with you, because you're a gym rat. And working out
gym
with
rat.
You,
I work out 3 days a week. That does not make me a gym rat.
That's a gym rat compared to me. I'm like a guy that passes
I'm
by the gym.
I'm a healthy worker outer.
I don't even know anybody named Jim. So I'm going to get a trainer, and that's different. Like, kid used to ask me to go play golf. Kid golfed all the time, and he's great at golfing. So I wouldn't want to. I'm intimidated to go play golf with him.
I see.
So I have to ease back in. You know, I need somebody that's not really working out that I could work out with, or a trainer, a trained professional.
Somebody to kick your butt a little bit.
Yeah. And if I'm paying the money, hopefully I will at least
hopefully
show up, because otherwise I'm wasting money.
Yeah.
It does make a difference.
So,
because I feel so, and when I heard that, I got so excited because I feel so lonely because I'm like a side bro now. Because my workout buddy only works out with me a couple times a week because he's got a main bro.
That's enough. Twice a week workout buddy.
You need somebody to talk to. Everybody's over there coupled up, looking all fun.
Coupled up?
Yeah. With their workout friends.
You can work out alone. This is possible. This is what I do.
Yeah.
I love a solo workout, especially when the gym's empty. It's great.
Yeah.
I did too until I worked out with those two guys for about a year, and then I realized how great it is to be in a gym relationship.
Oh.
Well, just join in. Just find two guys that are working out. Say, hey, man.
But I want to work out with you.
I want to work.
Aww.
Oh, he does.
He's like,
work out with me. Sweet.
As soon as some other dude comes in and that's on JC's workout level, he will dump me and leave me in the dust.
This bro is loyal. Yeah, okay. I won't leave you.
So sweet.
Because I know you'll never leave me.
You guys can't work out together. The distance is too much.
Yeah. Traffic, distance. No.
You made it work long distance with your girlfriend for a couple years.
Plus, you're on that level 10 workout. I'm on level 2.
I'm down to come down.
No, I don't. I want to bring you down, JC.
Look at us offering.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm not going to bring you down.
So you're still saying no. Al's playing hard to get with me.
I'm not playing hard to get. You just.
It makes you want him more, doesn't it?
Oh, I'm going to woo him so hard.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.